Could the arts become a vote-changing issue in the upcoming federal election? A political party formed in 2013 hopes so. They're called the Arts Party, and their co-founder and leader is PJ Collins. Good morning, PJ.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
So what prompted you to form an arts party?
Basically, looking at the state of the arts just a couple of years ago, we actually got registered just 20 months ago now. But before the tsunami, is that was the best expression. But before that, we already thought funding for the arts in Australia was well below par, and investment in our creative industries was absolutely lacking, and it was clear that we weren't setting Australia up for the future that it deserves. So since we set up, which we crowdfunded to do, we've basically seen a bad situation get absolutely dire. So really coming to worst so far is last week. But, the way things are going, there's no sign of anything improving unless we stand up and make a real issue about
this. All right. Well, you're a politician now. What's your own background in the arts? What are your credentials for running for office?
My credentials are that I'm an art lover. And I have spent many years of my life making short films. So I love working with actors, and I love telling stories and basically creating things and sharing them with people. So I come very much from a volunteering background, a community and arts events, a making background, working with other people, and, to entertain and to share stories. So I have no background in arts administration. I have no background in politics. So I come to this basically as somebody who thinks that this is the right thing for Australia right now, and we should do something before it's too late, frankly. We're just losing all these organisations, all this opportunity for the next generation is disappearing. It's just not right.
So let's look at some key policy areas. Arts in the regions, what would your policies be on that?
Well, we want the core of the Arts Party is to have a more creative, cultural and artistic life for every Australian. So clearly, regional Australia is crying out for it more than anywhere else. I mean, people complain about issues in Melbourne or Sydney, but that's nothing compared to being far away from that opportunity. So there's so many ideas we've thrown up, but I mean, of course, massive boost to touring, getting activities and performances out there in the regional areas, regional performing high schools, getting extra funding to give opportunity for students to develop their talents, even if they're way far, far away from the cities, which at the moment is extremely difficult. Obviously boosting access for community events and engagement across the country in every community. I mean, we're trying to get a better deal for every Australian, basically.
Mm. So what would you see as your key policies?
Well, our key policies would be obviously a complete reversal of the funding cuts that have happened, the freezing of the 5% efficiency dividend for all cultural organisations. We'd actually see a tripling of funding for small and medium-sized organisations across the country. I mean, not-for-profits and community-based organisations making a difference in their communities. This is absolutely core. I mean, we're in a country with a constantly growing population and yet a constantly shrinking arts and cultural budget. I mean, it's no logical sense. So stepping back a couple of years is the minimum viable in terms of funding for us. We want to see an explosion of creativity, an explosion of opportunity for everyone in this country to bring us together.
Now, PJ Collins, one of the critiques of the arts sector, which we heard in the last story, is that by and large it plays to a small sector of the community. There are lots of people who are not involved in the arts. There isn't a diversity in the arts. And that may not be a funding issue. That may be to do with the kinds of audiences that artists address.
I think there's a 100% engagement with the arts in this country. I mean, what do you call the arts? I mean, to me, listening to contemporary music, going to the movies, turning on the TV and watching a great Australian drama, that's the arts to me, as well as every other form, the more traditional fine arts and whatever else. But the bottom line is, we're interested in making the biggest difference to the most amount of Australians possible. So when you look at what gets funded, you look at how much money goes into, say, contemporary music, it's ridiculously low compared to support given in other more elitist areas.
What about the film industry? One of the issues in the film is that we have government subsidies to foreign producers who make films in Australia, and people in the industry support this because they say it provides jobs to people in the industry. Which way do you fall on that issue?
Well, I mean, I would. Yeah, this is a favourite subject of mine, Michael. Good, you wandered onto that. I basically think we should be telling far more Australian stories made by Australians for Australians. I think that it's all, you know, it's great to also have American productions coming in here, taking advantage of basically our fantastic crews and locations and facilities. But if that is what the Australian film industry essentially devolves to us, basically supplying some services to Hollywood, that would be a sad day, and it's clearly not creating the opportunity we have amazing talent in front and behind the camera in this country. We can clearly do a fantastic job. We just simply don't give Australians the opportunity to make enough films, to tell enough stories. So I mean, I more of all is, as far as I'm concerned,
PJ Collins is my guest this morning. He's the founder of the Arts Party. He's the leader of the Arts Party, and they're running in the forthcoming election. All right, so the pragmatics of all this, you're running only in the Senate. How many candidates will you be fielding?
Well, actually, we're running in the Senate in all states, and we've actually got a couple of lower house candidates as well, one in New South Wales and one in Victoria.
So given recent changes to the Senate voting rules, do you think it's likely that you'll get a candidate up? Because we understand that the mathematics of the new system is that small parties won't do so well.
Well, you know, you've got to be in it to win it, and we're definitely in it. Again, we just crowdfunded to fight this election, so, you know, fantastic to have well past our target to be able to stand all the candidates. The previous system, the GVT, would have been quite good for us, because the bottom line is the arts is not some sort of one issue. It's not like a bullet train or, you know, euthanasia. The arts affects everybody, and it affects all corners of our lives. It's like it's not an arm or a leg in our existence. It's like a nervous system in health and in education, in community building, social cohesion. There's just so many wins out of it. Now, everyone has now to set preferences in the Senate. So instead of doing a one, people are going to do a 1-6. And now that means people actually can make their vote matter even more. I mean, if they preference the arts 1 and their normal party 2, the chances of us getting up are very small, and that vote then goes to their normal party anyway, but they would be sending a clear message that the arts matters to them. And we want 1 million votes for the arts. And the major parties could not ignore a result like that. That would absolutely, send a clear message that Australians want to see more support for their cultural lives. So that's the mission. So getting somebody up would be the ultimate bonus. But getting 1 million votes, 1 million Australians, being 1 in 1 million to make a difference at this election, will make a profound difference to the future of the arts in this country. So
PJ Collins, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Michael.
PJ Collins is the leader and co-founder of the Arts Party. So what do you reckon about the Arts Party's policies? Do you reckon they'll be able to shift the debate in favour of the arts in this election? The major parties are running on the platforms of jobs and growth. I think security's right up there as well. I wonder what your thoughts are on this, and also your thoughts on the Australia Council's funding decisions. Let us know on Facebook and Twitter. It's a complex argument, and I think we should keep this conversation going, because there is a lot more to say about the way in which we allocate arts funding here in Australia. We'll have more election debate in the coming days and weeks. Across Australia, this is RN. You're listening to Books and Arts.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.